What up, squad fam? this episode is gonna be about gaming.
So strap yourselves in.
yeah. We both dabble in the gaming industry.
Industry.
The gaming family. Gaming community.
Yeah.
I think we both play a few different sorts of games. Mm-hmm. Is that it?
I mostly play Fortnite. I've played Call of Duty, and I've played NHL before. And I've played a little bit.
Yeah. I used to play a lot of Fortnite, but I'm over that now. I still play a little. I still play every once in a while, but it's not a thing.
Well,
Kaylee just asked me to. My sister just asked me to teach her how to play. So
partially because of me, because it's. Well, in computer science, we get to write a paper on anything, and I said we should write it on the Fortnite World Cup, and she said she actually didn't mind that, and then she said she wanted to learn how to play Fortnite. So
now I have to teach her. So thanks, Matthew. probably not going to be bad.
I mean, like, once you get the basic controls down, it's pretty much just... getting better at using them.
Yeah.
Anyways. Alright, so I think we're going to start it off. So, obviously, probably all of the people who listen, it's not a high number.
My estimated audience size right now is 4 people. So if you are one of them, thank you.
You're a gem.
Not yet.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh man.
So you probably know about Fortnite. There's a new game that came out this year, Call of Duty: Modern Warfare, which is a long anticipated installment in the franchise, because Call of Duty was a big thing back before games like Fortnite and Apex came out.
Apex Legends is what he means by Apex. Yeah, we'll probably be talking about that a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So this one's pretty interesting. In previous Call of Duty games, you could customize your loadout, but now, if you're doing, like, you know, just games, like, you're not actually playing the campaign, if you're just doing some fun games, you can actually customize whatever weapon you want. If you want to put a sniper rifle shoulder, what are those things called?
A stock.
Sniper rifle stock.
A butt.
On
butt of the gun.
Shoulder butt. On your, if you want to put that on a revolver, then you can. You can pretty much customize any gun to anything you want. So that's pretty interesting. And also the campaign, instead of like just war, which is what it kind of sounds like, it's like instead of just like going into war and stuff like the previous games, it's like terrorism. You're supposed to be going against terrorist groups in the campaign. So that game sounds pretty interesting. I don't know
nothing about that game really.
I don't know if I would play the campaign. I would probably just want to play a couple. Like,
I'm not much of one to play the campaign.
The campaign's kind of boring. I'd rather just hop in and like do some PvPs with. Or dude, when we played Call of Duty Ghosts here, that game is so old, but it's so much fun to play against the bots. Mm-hmm.
The dying mechanics are really funny.
Somehow.
People turn into rag dolls once they die.
Dude, you remember when that
very
guy came at you? You were super low and you like hit him like 6 times with your pistol, and he shot you once.
Yeah.
And you died.
Yeah, that game's a little bit off.
Yeah.
But I think it's fun. I see that game. I haven't played a lot of the campaign.
We just played some.
The only game I really focus on playing the campaign on is like Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah,
Red Dead 2.
I have played a little bit of that, but I can't.
I really like that game. It's a massive game. You can just go around for hours.
Okay.
A very entertaining game.
Yeah.
I never even played the first one, though. I just got into it when the second one came out.
Yeah. I heard that Epic co-produced that. Red Dead Redemption 2.
Huh.
For PC.
Yeah.
Because I just saw an ad that they're putting it on PC now, and I think... And it showed Epic's logo.
Yeah, I wouldn't know about that.
Which is weird. It said from Epic, and then it did the Rockstar logo, which is the company that produced it.
Yeah.
Created it. I don't know. So, Apex Legends, as we said we'll talk about, is... When Fortnite came out in 2017, Apex came out 2018,
right? I don't know. I think so.
Yeah, I think it was... Was it
2018? Probably around that time.
If it was 2018, I think it was like late 2018.
Yeah.
Maybe summer of 2019, possibly. Although they're on their third season, so I don't know. I don't remember. When Apex came out, it became kind of a big thing. Like, a lot of people who played Fortnite went and started playing that.
Yeah.
But
I don't think it lasted very long, though.
It definitely did not. It's not very popular anymore. Like, a lot of people still play it, and it's actually still a pretty fun game. It just, it didn't, it blew up, but it didn't last very long.
Yeah.
And
I got into it for a little while, but that was when all our friends got into playing it because they were tired of Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tried to play it and it was not for me.
Fortnite is, so I guess we'll talk about that next. Apex Legends is in its third season, which honestly, I played a little bit of the third season. It looks pretty sick. They added a new legend, which is... The legends, if you didn't know, are different characters you can be, and each one has a different ability. My personal favorite, I like Octane. Octane.
Yeah, I don't know. Really.
Anyways. So, Fortnite came out on July 25th. 2017.
Cut it down to the day.
Cut it down to the millisecond. Anyways,
you didn't start playing for a while, though.
I didn't play the early game. I know that even before that, though, 2011 was when the original Fortnite came out. The original Fortnite was Fortnite Save the World, which was a thing where it's like a zombie thing, but it was all Fortnite's all very, like, it's all very child friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's like shooting and stuff, but like everything is pretty well animated and it still looks pretty cool. But then in 2017 they came out with a battle royale version, which was actually just supposed to be a little small, like, branch off. They're like, if people want to have a break, they could play this. The Battle Royale version ended up being much more popular than Save the World.
Yeah.
And still is.
I never even played Save the World.
Yes. Well, that's the thing.
I started playing Fortnite in Season 2. It's on Chapter 2, Season 1 now. It had 10 seasons in Chapter 1.
Yeah.
It just went through a massive event and basically started over.
Yeah.
In a way. Which I don't really play anymore that often.
I
started playing in Season 2 because I had heard about it from my friends and it sounded cool.
Did you like the early Fortnite?
Yeah. I think it I think prime Fortnite was around season 3 for me.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Season 3 through season 5 were probably my favorite.
Season 5 was a big change up for Fortnite. But pretty much...
I've been playing off and on for since then, though. I've gone through phases where I really like playing the game, and I've gone through phases where I do not.
Season 1 was it wasn't even a themed season.
Yeah, it was just the start of the Battle Royale portion.
And everything happened, but once it blew up, they started theming seasons. Season 2 and 3 is really where they started adding all the skins and dances that you can get. And then I started playing around the end of season 4, which, I didn't get good at the game until about during season 5, which season 5 was a big turning point because it was when they really got rid of a lot of the old classic guns. They vaulted the TAC SMG and the drum gun, and they vaulted the revolver. And there's some other ones. I don't remember all of them. But it was a point where they kind of changed up. And after that, it kind of only got more and more different from the old game, which I wish I had been playing back in the old game. Old Fortnite, honestly,
A lot. To the point where I think a lot of people who got into it in the earlier seasons wouldn't be interested in it anymore because it's changed so much.
I mean, if you think about it, it's kind of weird to think, you could very easily get bored of the game if you weren't super invested in it, because most Battle Royale games don't last this long.
Yeah.
It's
been a while.
It's been 2 years, over 2 years. Which is...
That's pretty long for a Battle Royale game to last.
There's been a total of 11 seasons, and each season is 90 days or so. So, that's a lot of time that's been...
Yeah.
A lot of change happened in the game, but I wish I had been there for Fortnite.
Usually, every season they have a major event that sort of changes the game in a way. That's completely different than what it's been in the past.
Yeah. I actually have only been to a couple of live events.
I've never really seen a live event.
They have, it's hard. The times that they happen are kind of inconvenient.
Yeah.
I remember the snow event in season 7 was happening, and I wanted to be there to watch it, but it was convention. And it was the first day of convention.
Yeah.
So I
think everyone who's listening to this understands what we mean by convention. Basically, a whole bunch of church.
Anyways,
services.
That I missed that, which I wasn't super bummed because after I saw what it was, I was okay. I'm fine.
I don't even think I was playing while that happened.
You kind of.
I took a break for that event, that season, really. Because I remember getting into it towards the end of that season, when it was about to change to the next season.
Yeah, anyways, that was... It's still going. It's chapter 2, season 1. You could say season 11, but they call it season 1 right now.
Yeah.
The game has changed. Basically, now they took out everything that they added to the game except for the basics, the AR, the TAC and pump shotgun, the SMG, normal bolt snipers, RPGs, and then that's pretty much it. And then they didn't they didn't have an update for the longest time. And then they updated it without even telling anyone.
Yeah.
They added a grappling or a harpoon gun. It's pretty much a deagle with limited ammo. Because it can do, and it, like, when you shoot something with it, they come towards you. But, I don't know, the game is kind of interesting now. Plus, they added bots, like, not bad players, like, actual bots.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I'm basically a bot when it comes to playing.
I'm so bad at the game. I still like it, though. Like, I enjoy playing it.
I think it's interesting to play because of how long they've been able to sustain it.
Mm-hmm. Dude, if I was like really good at the game, but it's kind of depressing to think that I've been playing for this long and I'm still terrible.
Dude, I was playing longer than you, and I was better than you for like a season, maybe. You passed me up.
Dude,
I took so many breaks.
I didn't even learn how to edit builds until like the middle of season 5.
Really?
I thought builds with
that music out there is really loud. I'm sorry if you can hear music in the background.
I saw someone build a wall with a window in it. And I was like, special wall.
I promise we didn't add a love ballad into our podcast.
It's not my theme song.
Speaking of theme songs, we need to come up with one.
Maybe that should be next episode.
Maybe. I think I might create one.
Maybe.
I might try and create one somehow. That's a different
topic. I literally, like, I saw someone with a wall that had a window in it. I was like, special walls.
I always knew you could edit. I never really figured out how.
When Brandon taught me how, he was like, okay, so there's a floor, and you see those blue squares, so you click on them. And I was like, clicking on them? I do know how to edit.
I'm bad at editing.
I'm not great at it. If you're fast at editing, like...
Our friend Michael,
Michael's pretty good.
Fairly good at the video game.
He's fairly good at building.
Yeah. I think he's better than both of us at building.
Mm-hmm. Accuracy is where we get him.
Yeah.
Xbox has aim assist, so that's partially why. I play on Xbox instead of
PC. But hey, he does too, so...
Although, recently
he's been doing a lot of
PC playing. Like, the last... I can't even remember the last time he played on Xbox. With me.
Yeah.
But,
Like, William's been gaming a little bit.
William has been playing a little bit, not a ton.
I've seen his name on there a little bit.
He's been playing... Most of the time when I see him on, he's playing, like, sport.
He doesn't really play Fortnite that often. Yeah.
A couple times he'll get on if I tell Michael he should ask him to play. Sometimes Justin will play.
I remember we used to, like, make plans during school about how we were going to get on after school and play together.
Dude, you remember when we were... we were both in junior high, me and Michael, and we were hyped for season 6.
Mm-hmm.
We were like, oh yeah, we're ready. We're gonna watch.
I remember Michael went home for something during school, and he came back, and he was like, I just started the download.
Yeah, that's the weird thing. His literally always updates automatically, and mine, like...
Mine never updated automatically.
Mine did it once.
Now it does, but...
Mine has updated automatically once, but it never did before. His, like, always updates automatically.
Yeah.
That's kind of annoying when you get on and there's, like, a new season, and you're like, oh, dude, you got to play before. And you're like, yeah, dude, the season is so sick.
Yeah, I know. That's what happened to me a lot, because I would always play for the new season. I would always play, like, a few rounds at the beginning of every season just to, like, see what it was about. And then I'd go on and, like, talk to you or Michael, and you guys already have played, and, like, tell me about all the stuff that's going on.
Dude, we were big into it back then. Like, not
back then when we used to do hockey every single night.
Okay, I do have to admit, though, that most of those nights, I actually did go home and play Fortnite more than come out and play hockey.
Yeah, much to Pax and chagrin.
I did start, like, coming out, and then, like...
Last year, you came out a lot more than the year before.
Mm-hmm.
But the year before, you did not really
get in the hockey. It's not far-fetched to say I was addicted to it a little bit. At least.
Yeah, but I think we all were at one point or another.
I mean, like, I come out and it's because you guys are there and I'm like, I don't mind hockey. I'm just not huge on sports, is the only thing.
I really like hockey, which is why I'm kind of bummed we don't have a skating rink this year.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have a rink. We just might. We won't have sides.
Yeah, well, it won't be a hockey rink. It'll be a skating rink. If it happens. But
I don't even mind, like, just skating.
I like skating. I'd rather do, like, hockey or something, but...
Oh. I need to get a new helmet. You know what I want to do?
We're totally good. We should save all this talking for a different podcast so we don't run out of ideas.
Wow, 21 minutes.
Okay.
That's the episode.
Hope you enjoyed. If you listened the entire way through, I'm talking to you right now. Thanks.
Yeah.
You're a gem.